Okay, towards the beginning of Parshas Yisro, the Torah describes that Yisro comes up to the camp and he sees that Moshe is Vayoshev, Moshe Lishpot Asa, Moshe is judging the people, and he's doing it in a way that's not going to be able to manage. Vayamod Ha'am al Moshe, the Torah describes that the people would stand over Moshe, Min HaBoiker Ad Ha'erev, literally from morning until evening. And Rashi comments, Efshalomakein, is it possible physically for a person to stand literally from morning to night all day long straight without any breaks, as if the Torah seems to Min HaBoiker Ad Ha'erev without anything in judgment? Is it possible? It can't be that way. So Rashi quotes two drushas that Chazal make, two separate drushas that Rashi combines into one. As to what do you learn from the fact that it says, it seems that Moshe was standing from morning till night, Rashi says, Ela kol dayin shadon din emes la'amito, any judge who judges a case, emes la'amito, to its fullest truth, I guess would be the literal translation of that, afilu shah achas, even if he only spends just in one moment, 1 hour, he's involved in this din, the credit that he gets in Shemayim for this judgment of a din emes la'amito, as if he was learning Torah the whole day long. That's Rashi's first comment. His second comment is, "Uki'ilu nase shutuf laKadosh Baruch Hu b'maisei bereishis." That is, if he's partnered with Hashem in the creation of the world. If you judge as by erev ad boker, the way that Hashem created the world by erev ad boker, the same language that Moshe was sinning min erev ad boker. So Chazal connected and say, if you judge a case as a judge, emes laAmito, so it's as if you've partnered with Hashem in creating the entire world. So Malcolm, what does that mean? He comments on both. I just want to focus on the second one. Why is it that a judge who judges a case, emes la'amito, is as if he's partnered with Hashem and created the world? So first Malcolm says, what does it mean to judge a case, emes la'amito? What's that phrase? Kol dayin shadon din, emes la'amito. So Malcolm says there are different types of judgments in the world of Hilchos Beis Din. One type of judgment requires what's known as a shuda d'dayna, the evaluation of a judge, or what's known as a shikol hadas, in which the judge has to use his own mind to determine what it is to do in this case. He has a couple of opinions amongst in the Gemara, a couple of opinions in the Rishonim, amongst the Poskim, and a judge has to take all that information, take the case in front of him, and figure out which this case is most similar to, which Poskim he should hold like in this case. And there's what's known as a shuda d'dayna. There's the evaluation of the judge imposing his own human understanding to figure out what should we do in this case. And that's what he's mechuyev to do. That's the job of the judge. Ein l'dayin ela masha ein avros. Every judge is given the authority to judge the case based on what he sees, using sometimes his shikol hadas, his own understanding, weighing the equations of all the factors in front of him and coming to a decision. And that's a judgment. That, says the Maral, is not emes la'amito. Emes la'amito is the highest level of truth. That doesn't mean that your judgment is the highest level of truth. That was your understanding of the facts in front of you, playing all the equations into, taking them all into account, and saying, this is my judgment. And that's what we do. That's the psak halacha. That doesn't mean you touched on emes la'amito. That's a high level to get to emes la'amito. Emes la'amito is when the situation presents itself and the dying, after looking at the cases, says, it's clear this is the psak, not because he's evaluating the different shitas and choosing a side, which psak in the Gemara we should go with. This is the din Torah that should be done in this case. And it's clear, everybody would agree, in this case is what we do, and I figured out this is the case. When you administer a din Torah without any human involvement of your understanding of what should be, that's a din of emes la'amito. That's a high-level judge to be able to come to such a conclusion where it's not his shikol hadas, it's not his umdina, it is emes lamita. I once asked the Rebbe of mine in yeshiva, there was a kash on a taisus, my chavrus and I, and I asked my Rebbe, I said a pshat. I said, is this emes? And he said to me, emes is a high level to achieve emes. It's a nice pshat, he said, it's a nice pshat. I can't tell you it's emes, that's already, you know, a nice pshat. So emes la'amito, a judge, is where it's not him, it's he's zeroed in and gotten a manifestation of Torah, emes la'amito. Says Moral, if you do that, you are partnered with Hashem b'maisei bereishis, because, as we said many different times, without going through the whole thing, all the names of Hashem that are used in the first parak of Sefer Bereishis are Elokim, Vayomer Elokim, Vayir, Vayomer Elokim, Vayomer Elokim, because the world was created, Rashi quotes in Chumash, in the beginning of Sefer Bereishis, b'midas hadin, Ratzon Kodesh Baruch Hu levrozim his hadin. He saw it wasn't going to last, so we combined rachamim. But it's a world of din. And the Maral speaks about, we've covered this many different times in many different Marals, how the world has to function on din. The idea of getting to Olam Haba is not in rachamim. If it was rachamim, we could have left the world. We didn't have to be created. He could have just given us our share in Olam Haba and rachamim. The whole goal is to earn it, the din. That's why he's always judging the tzaddikim kechut ha-sa'ara, like a hair's breadth, because the world has to stand on din. When a judge gets emes lamito, he's partnered in a certain way. And I'll explain something. I hope I understand this correctly. I'm going to try to share this. Chesed has levels. There are madregas in chesed. As an example, it's not Maral's example, my example, just to try to understand what he says, when you contrast din to chesed. If a three-year-old shares a toy with another child that's at their home, so din of ma'aseh chesed, it's ma'aseh chesed. That doesn't compare to a high schooler who sees a child that's alone and doesn't have any friends, and the high school goes over and befriends such a child. Also a ma'aseh chesed, each one on their level. But looking objectively at it, those are different qualities of chesed, which is different than a boss in his 40s who gives a job to somebody who needs to support his family, and at his own expense, he provides a... That's also a ma'aseh chesed on his level. But those are different. Sharing a toy, saying hello to someone, and suffering my own financial loss to my own detriment to give a job to somebody else who needs it, they're all ma'aseh chesed, each one on their own level. But they're not the same. They're the same traits that manifest themselves differently, and we human beings certainly can't equate and say they're the same. They're all a ma'aseh chesed, but they're different manifestations of chesed, which is different than if you'd have a king who had the opportunity to either go to war or not go to war and spares the lives of his subject, is an even different level of chesed. So the Maral writes, Hashem does chesed, and we're required to do chesed like he does chesed. But when we do chesed, we can't say, I'm like the Ribbono Shel Olam. My chesed is a manifestation of the same trait. He has a trait of chesed. He has shown me to do the same thing. I do it. But you can't say, a three-year-old can't say, I'm just like the kid in high school, or I'm just like the guy. They're different. It's the same trait. It's different. When a human being does chesed, it's not the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's the ma'aseh chesed that the Ribbono Shel Olam taught us to do. But it's not the same thing. There's levels. It says in the Maral, but if a judge judges emes la'amito, he runs the world based on the principles of Torah without any shukot. It's not his own umdina based on the circumstances. It's that he is expressing a din, emes lamito of Torah. He has literally created the world, and he's allowing the world to function like Maisa Bereshis. Like Hashem himself created the world and wanted it to run like this, and this judge has made it happen. He has literally partnered with Hashem in Maisa Bereshis, as Rashi says, from the language, as the Torah says, they stood on Moshe me'erev ad boker, from me'aboker ad erev, from morning to night. And Chazal say, a kol dayan shadon din emes la'amitos meshutof im HaKadosh Baruch. He's a partner with Hashem b'maisa b'reishis, because he literally, it's the same midah. A chesed will never achieve like the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's a different level what Hashem does to us. We can't compare it to, it's a person and a boss compared to a three-year-old. But a judge who judges emes la'amito has literally expressed the same midah as the Ribbono Shel Olam himself.
So the Dayan is called also...
He's called Elohim, right. He brings that as his pasuk, right. Yavosh Devar Shlehem Elo Elohim, because he's literally called Elohim, the name of Hashem's name of justice, when the judge is able to do so. Exactly, 100%.